along with Jim Lee, Eric Hansen in Farmington, Illinois, inside Farmington Gym with the Farmington Farmers Boys basketball team, who are hometown heroes of the week. Well, wait. Jim Lee, hometown heroes of the week about 3 weeks ago, but now, hometown heroes of the winter sports season. I think I got it right now. Jim, here we are at Farmington High School after about 13 weeks and 10 teams win hometown heroes. And when we came here, we thought, hey, the t-shirts are appropriate.
Yeah, absolutely. They're purple and gold. So you guys were just meant to win the $1,000 check this year. It just worked out great. And a fantastic season. We can't say enough about what you guys accomplished and from what Coach Otto tells me about the fan support that you guys gave this basketball team. That was fantastic.
Well, excellent. Should we meet your basketball team, your Farmington Farmers Boys basketball team? Yeah! We're going to start with this young gentleman right here. First of all, Jim, we couldn't be here and bring a $1,000 check and a big old trophies without our sponsors at Martin Sullivan Incorporated, Advanced Plumbing and Mechanical, and Carl Sandburg College. They help with our t-shirts and that $1,000, of course. Let's meet the Farmington Farmers Boys basketball team. What's your name, sir?
Rashawn Bain, number 4.
Nick Johnson, number 41.
Jacob Uraz, number 14.
Darrell Anderson, number 44.
Caleb Gilstrap, number 20.
Stephen Gilstrap, number 42.
Jack Fletcher, number 3.
Jed Anderson, number 12.
Reed Berry, number 0.
Eric Higgs, number 33.
All right, you guys are going to have to move down this way. I got to stop right here. What's your name?
Trey Swearingen, number 31. Baby.
Dylan Hayden, number 5.
Blake Mattson, number 24.
Jared DePriest, number 30.
Coe Jansen, number 32.
Aiden Brott, number 22.
Lucas Bruss, number 24.
Austin Mottis, 50.
Bailey Barton, 40.
Alex Clark, 52.
Chance Wisnan, 21.
Tony and Ari Boon Wong, number 54.
Don't play well, the manager. There they are. That's your Farmington Farmers Boys basketball team. And right now, Jim Lee is with Coach Jeff Otto.
Coach, congratulations. 20-plus wins, 14 wins in the conference, nearly won the conference title. And what I'm told, the game with Brimfield down here is legend. People will be talking about that one for a long time. You guys did your community proud.
Well, I think we went 8-1 this season here at home, and we don't do it without you guys here in the stands. So we appreciate, and that's why we wanted to come down here and have an assembly today. Because the awards that we've won and the season we've had is a large part due to the support that we've had. The band, the dance team, winter guard, cheerleaders, staff, student section, Mr. Lambert, all these people have been such a big part of the success we've had this season. So we thank you.
Yeah, and I remember coming down here a few weeks ago, and the voting was really close with a couple of other schools. And we were told that everybody from the cafeteria workers on down the line were bound and determined to get you guys as the hometown heroes. And it took everybody's work, students, faculty, everybody to do it, because you can't just win games. You've got to have a lot of support from the community. You guys have had that, and I guess you feel that every night when you're in the stands.
Absolutely. When I started 3 years ago, this place was, you could hear crickets chirping in here on game nights. So to come as far as we have and to have the support that we have, it's been tremendous. And obviously with our record and the way that we've played this year, I think we made a lot of people proud, and I'm certainly proud of the effort that we give every single night.
You always want to be healthy when it gets to postseason. I know you guys weren't quite 100% when you went down and played Athens in that final there last week, and that had to be tough because you got a team that could maybe go farther.
Well, we don't make any excuses. I thought we came in, we were prepared. I thought our defense was really good. We just didn't hit shots, and it was a bad night to not be making shots. I'm awful proud of the season that we've had, and you can look at a lot of things and, you know, scratch your head, and if things go a different way, who knows? But awful proud of the season that we did have.
And finally, tell us about this particular group. It's always hard when you lose some seniors. You'll have some of these kids coming back, though. The coachability of this team this year.
That's the definition of this team, coachability. They come in, they work hard. I think that's a product of the Farmington way, honestly. We got a lot of kids coming back next year that have a lot of experience. We have a sophomore group who is currently undefeated and will stay that way, right, gentlemen? They got two more games left in a tournament, so we've got things to look forward to, but we're going to miss the seniors that are leaving after this season.
Coach, you've obviously done a great job here, and hopefully we'll be back many more times in your reign as a coach here in this great community of Farmington. Thanks so much.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Coach Jeff Otto, head coach of your Farmington Farmers.
Yeah, big hand for this squad. And along with presenting this to our boys athletic director, Eric Matthews, and coach Jeff Otto, and all the boys here from Martin Sullivan Incorporated, Gary Eklund has stopped by with a big old check.
Well, on behalf of Martin Sullivan Incorporated and all the other fine sponsors, I would like to present this check for $1,000 to the Farmington Farmers boys basketball team, hometown heroes of the winter sports season. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Gary. And we were talking, Jim Lee, about the Farmington Farmers got nominated. They were a second-chance hometown hero team this year. They got back on the list twice, and they pulled it off.
Yeah, that's right. We thought maybe they'd get around the first time because they were so good. But then when they didn't win the balloting, we thought, we've got to give these guys one more chance as the season went along. And everybody here voted and took care of it. And we couldn't be happier with our selection this year for the winter sports hometown heroes of the season.
All right, do you want to hear it loud and proud from your boys basketball team? You guys remember the chant you did when I was here last time? You ready to do it? Let them hear you, 50,000 watts of country radio. Here we go.
All right, let's get weird on three. 1, 2, 3, let's get weird!
Once again, the Farmington Farmers boys basketball team, hometown heroes of the winter sports season, for Coach Otto and Athletic Director Eric Matthews, along with Jim Lee. It's Eric Hansen at Farmington High School. You guys want to scream one more time because school's out? Live from Farmington High School, it's Eric Hansen with FM 95.